Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
the music of 1986.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane, and I'm here every Monday night bringing you a mix of all kinds of different music around a different theme each week. And last week was a lot of fun. I did a show all about the Oscars. So I played songs that won the Best Original Song Award over the years, and there was a good mix of things in there. I myself didn't actually watch the Oscars this weekend, to be perfectly honest, but I caught the highlights, and I do want to say that they didn't pick the song that I most wanted to win, but that's okay. They picked the song from Coco, so congratulations to them. And we're on to this week. This is episode 86 here tonight, and I was trying to think, what do I want to do for the theme tonight? And then it came to me as if from some divine inspiration. I don't know how I came up with this for episode 86, but I decided tonight would be all about the year 1986. Brilliant, right? So this is only the second year-specific show that I've done. I did another one a while back now. You can go back in the archive and check that one out, which was 1996. I had specific reasons for that, but I thought it's interesting that by coincidence I ended up here. So maybe the next one I'll do will be 1976, and so on and so on. If you want to hear the 1996 show, you can go back and listen to that at everybodyplaysthefool.com. But right now, let's get into the show tonight. It's kind of a random choice of a year, but it's got a lot of good music, and I'm going to try and play a good variety of stuff here from 1986. So I'm going to start off this first set of music with a classic song from 1986. It was released in January of that year, and it peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. Here's some Janet Jackson on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 86.
Seem to think that you're so peachy keen.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was the first set of the 1986 theme show tonight. Trying to cover a bunch of bases here, as usual. Give you a wide variety sampling of 1986. And that was a pretty good first set. I like all of those songs quite a bit. Hope you enjoyed it. We started off with Janet Jackson with What Have You Done For Me Lately? And then, weird transitions here, thematically at least. After that, we went from the empowered woman to a dude saying that he wants to be able to work so that he earns enough for him and his partner. So, mixed messages here, but that was XTC with Earn Enough For Us, which is a really great pop song. I like that song. They're a band that I really should have gotten into much earlier than I did, I think. And then after XTC, we heard Timbuk3 with a completely different kind of song, all about the oncoming nuclear annihilation, I think. That's The Future's So Bright, I Gotta Wear Shades by Timbuk3. And then closed it out with another solid classic song from 1986. That was How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. Can't beat that. So that brings us to this point in the show. And coming up next, I'm going to play some songs on vinyl, which I'm very excited about. And 1986 was an interesting year to dig into because a lot of different things happened in music. 1986 was the year of the very first Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction. That's when the museum opened and they did that whole thing. And, you know, it was a lot of legends. You know, Chuck Berry was in the initial class there, and I was trying to find something cool to play from the ceremony, but the jams are not that great. They definitely upped the production value of those things over the years. But very significant milestone there in 1986. And I should say, special shout out to someone who would do this topic probably much better than me, but if you're into 80s music, especially 80s R&B and 80s hip hop and 80s soul and all kinds of, 80s pop and all kinds of stuff there, maybe you want to hear this song with lyrics? I don't know. I don't know what you're into, but you should check out Mike Joseph's show on Wednesday nights. One of my favorite shows on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's called The Jerry Curl Chronicles, and I hope he doesn't mind me encroaching on his territory, the 80s here, but I'm going to play some songs that I know he wouldn't play, and I think we're going to hear an example of that in just a second. So, mid-80s is a weird time in terms of music technology, because you're dealing with, you got the CD has been around for a little bit, and that's starting to catch on. You still have, cassette tapes are still growing in popularity. Some people are still listening to 8-track for some reason. And people are still listening to vinyl. And so this is like right at that crux of people buying different formats for their music. And so I don't have any cassettes or 8-track or anything else here like that today, but I do have some vinyl. So I'm going to play a vinyl set, which I like to do every now and then. This vinyl set is going to start off with another classic pop hit from 1986. This band was name-checked by my guest in the Electric Bass episode from a couple of weeks ago because the band is led by a singer-bass player, and that band is Mr. Mister. So we're going to kick off this vinyl set with a great song from them. It's here on Everybody Plays the Fool, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh, Queens.
Everybody plays the fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn, and I'm just bringing you classic after classic from 1986. Of course, we all remember this one. This is Dwight Gooden featuring the MCL Rap Machine with Dr. K. The guy that sounds like the lowest energy of all the people on the record, that's Doc Gooden. And everybody else is the MCL Rap Machine, I guess. And this is their only credit for some reason, is this song. I just stumbled on this one today, so I thought I'd share it with you in tribute to the 1986 New York Mets. So what did we hear? We heard some good music before this. That was the all-vinyl set, playing a bunch of 45s that I got there from the year 1986. Started off with Kiri by Mr. Mister. And then we heard Something So Strong by Crowded House. And then, of course, you can't do a 1986 music show without Kiss by Prince. And second only to that song, the classic you have to play is, of course, this Dr. K, a tribute to baseball sensation Dwight Gooden, featuring the MCL Rap Machine. A classic. I still got plenty of music left, don't worry. But I wanted to remind you that this is Radio Free Brooklyn. We are a volunteer-run 501c3 nonprofit community radio station, and we rely on the hosts and the volunteers and the listeners to keep this place going. So please check out RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Click that donate button and toss in a couple of bucks if you like what you hear. You want to support freeform radio, internet radio, and keep this community radio station rolling. While you're there, check out all of the great shows here at Radio Free Brooklyn. We just keep adding more and more shows that I really love. A full schedule of programming awaits, so check that out, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. And there are a bunch of different ways you can listen to this very show. Maybe you're listening live on the internet right now. Maybe you're listening in the distant future. Whether you're listening in the distant future or right now live, you can make sure you never miss an episode of Everybody Plays the Fool by going to everybodyplaysthefool.com and click on the subscribe buttons there. You can subscribe via iTunes or Google Play, and it'll automatically download all of the new archived episodes for your listening enjoyment. Also, at Everybody Plays the Fool, you can go scroll back through all of the individual episodes all the way back from 86 back to number one, and you can stream them there, or you can download them individually. Lots of different ways to listen, so please check that out. I appreciate you listening. And of course, keep supporting Radio Free Brooklyn. And this is a community radio station, and we do want to try and direct you to some things going on around here in New York and in Brooklyn. And here's an event coming up that we wanted to let you know about. There's going to be a protest rally at Borough Hall on Wednesday, March 14th from 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to noon. It's organized by students at Packer Collegiate Institute in Brooklyn Heights. It's going to involve students from many other schools throughout Brooklyn, and they're protesting for stricter gun control legislation, including a ban on assault weapons and increased background checks on people trying to buy guns, because students have the right to go to school knowing that they will be safe. There will be student leaders speaking at this rally, and the Manhattan Borough President has been invited to address the group as well. So go out and support the Packer Collegiate Institute and all of the other students there as they rally for gun control. That's at Borough Hall on Wednesday, March 14th from 10 to 12, 10 a.m. to noon. March 14th, if you're on the fence on whether or not to go out and take part in that, that is my birthday. So you can, as a favor to me, go support that, or at least support that effort in whatever way you are most capable of doing it. But it's an important cause, students leading the way there. Happy to see it. What else is going on? I host a music trivia night here in Brooklyn once a month. And that is at Bar Chord in Ditmas Park, first Tuesday of every month. If you want to check that out, you can go to facebook.com/musictrivianyc. All right, let's get into this last set of 1986 music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. Starting off with the second song tonight, written by Prince. This one is by the Bangles, another classic. Here's Manic Monday on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I was kissing Valentino by a crystal blue Italian stream. She was holding my left arm, but everyone was acting normal, so I tried to look nonchalant. We both said, I really love you. The Shriners loaned us cars. We raced up and down the sidewalk 20,000 million times. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. In fact, when you're following an angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off? On a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing. I heard the Hedo's best program when they sing. You can't hear, there's no air. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I'm already there. Gonna ask for my admission, gonna speak to the man in charge. The secretary says he's on another line. Can I hold for a long, long time? I found out she's an angel. I don't think she knows I know. I'm worried that something might happen to me if anyone ever finds out. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. An angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off a building? Somewhere the midden on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing. I heard the Hedo's best program when they sing. You can't hear, there's no air. Sometimes I think I kinda like that, and other times I think I am already there. When you're following an angel, does it mean you have to throw your body off a building? Somewhere the midden on a pinhead, calling you an angel, calling you the nicest thing.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky. It's tight.
Here we go. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
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 I met this little girly. Was kinda curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
These girls are really sleazy. All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, babe?
It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around.
Rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
And in the city, it's a pity because we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing. They know who's inside.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And the time is just flying by. Only a little time left. I got enough time for a song or two here at the end of the show. Thank you for sticking around for all of these sweet 1986 jams here tonight. That was another good set. Good mix of stuff there. What did we hear? We heard Manic Monday by the Bangles. And then we heard She's an Angel by They Might Be Giants off of their debut album. And then we heard Run DMC with It's Tricky. Followed by REM with their song Fall on Me. You know, warning each other about the dangers of environmental devastation, that's what friends are for. You know what I mean? That's What Friends Are For was the number one song of 1986, the year-end Billboard chart. So I had to find a way to give that song some love without playing the actual recording. I'm going to play one more song. This is the first song off of a monumental album from the year 1986. Ubiquitous, you heard it everywhere for a long time. I know as a white person in the Northeast who was raised in the 80s and 90s, I heard this album everywhere I went. It was simply the thing you would play in your living room to show that you were, I don't know what you're trying to indicate. You can think for yourself, but it's As overplayed as it is, as cheesy as it might be at times, this album is still great songwriting and still holds up. So I'm going to play you the first track off of Paul Simon, Graceland. This is The Boy in the Bubble. Thank you so much for listening to Everybody Plays the Fool. Have a great night.
It was a slow day, and the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. There was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. Oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump shot, it's everybody jump start. It's every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days of lasers in the jungle. Lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information. A loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and babies. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle.